We're going to visit with Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones about the loss to the Cardinals coming up here in 20 minutes at 6:40. But first, it's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo on this Wednesday morning. And it's brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Junes, and thank you, George, for appearing on the Twitch stream last night to answer important sports questions that I had for you. Did you do any of your research?
No.
No, of course you didn't.
I will follow up on some of those questions today.
I had some great ones. They were great.
Great.
Including, why can't guys reapply eye black on the sidelines?
Yeah, you have any thoughts on that?
They can retape ankles, but reapplying eye black after it's been put on and then smeared all over the place, it's just, we don't have that technology yet. And
I think they like the look because it's a warrior look.
That's what Giorgio said. But then I had originally asked years ago, I don't understand why these guys even wear an eye black. It all just smears off after a quarter. And, you know, it's highly functional. You know, they can't see the balls if they don't have the eye black. And so they need it there. And I don't know. It seems like they're doing it just for decorative purposes. Gordon, you don't understand.
He was quoting all these old conversations that I swear never happened between us and him.
I asked the question of why can't you be penalized for hitting another player on your own team in the helmet-to-helmet with your own player. Why is it against the rules to hit a receiver on the opposing team helmet-to-helmet? But when you're tackling that receiver and another one of your teammates is tackling at the same time and you're not taking evasive maneuvers to not hit your own teammate in the helmet,
You want them to punish the defenders for not being more careful about their teammates' health.
Exactly.
He's just saying that it's a matter of safety, which I think is an interesting take.
Right.
But yeah,
your own teammate, his body works along those same principles, doesn't it? Of you hit in the head, then you can possibly get concussed, and we want to protect players. It's not just we want to protect players on opposing teams. So I'm just...
It's a thought I've never heard before, which I think
is a question.
As I told you last night, I think that's what makes it good when you watch sports and then have your Gordo observations.
Because I approach the game as an idiot who knows nothing.
No, not an idiot. You just have your own approach, which sometimes is a perspective not many people would think of.
But yes, thank you for answering or attempting to answer some of my questions last night on Twitch. And thanks to Monty for coming on. Monty, by the way, filling in for you, Giorgio, on Friday.
Yes, he is.
Here on this very program. We're all looking forward to that. All right. We've never understood these types of crimes. There was a dude in Iowa. A couple weeks ago, he was arrested and charged with invasion of privacy involving nudity. Invasion of privacy involving nudity.
Okay.
His name, the name of many perverts, Tyler.
Oh, come on.
Which, by the way, that was another one of my observations. I think the head coach at Arizona looks a little bit like our technical director, Tyler.
Jonathan Gannon, you think it looks like Tyler?
Yeah, he throws some glasses on him.
Okay.
Anyway, Tyler Pavlik is his name, 32 years of age, from Des Moines, Iowa, arrested because he had hidden cameras in porta potties.
Porta potties
at outdoor festivals.
Ugh.
And now he faces nearly 100 charges from that. He captured dozens of adults, and there were some kids that used the porta potty too. But yeah, this camera was discovered in a porta john at the Harvest and Handmade Fair at Waterworks Park in Des Moines. And that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to, all the pornography online.
Professionally
made with hot models. Not good enough.
Ugh.
He needed to go the porta potty route to see the worst of humanity.
Yeah.
Man, I do not get that.
Seeing that is what makes him feel like starting a family with people with this special place. I don't understand. I guess, hey, it takes all types, right? Different strokes, all that business.
Yeah, but I don't think we have to go there.
And it reminded me of the story. Do you remember there was one guy maybe 20 years ago? I remember doing the story on the Ticket.
There's a guy.
And either he couldn't afford cameras or just wanted to save a little money. And he hid inside the porta pot.
Yes, I remember that.
You remember this, George?
Yeah.
He climbed down through.
That's right. He was down in the,
through the toilet. And then waded through the muck and sat down in there just looking up. That's so.
When his parents brought home their bundle of joy from the hospital. Answer.
Hold on. You don't know the rest of his question yet, George. Hold on.
Did they envision that 30 years down the road, he would climb into a porta potty, sit in the muck, and look up? Did that ever cross their mind?
Just for the hope of looking up and seeing someone dilate their backside.
On the 1% chance it's someone you're attracted to, 99% chance you're...
I don't even understand. If you're attracted to the person, do you want to see them do that?
No, but I'm saying that's probably what he was thinking.
Yes.
But no.
George, you have to comment on that.
No, I don't.
You have to comment on that story from 20 years ago.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear it.
No, we need your official word today about that story.
No. Do another story.
So how do you move so far off the rails in such a short amount of time? Like this guy, the guy who climbed down in that porta potty many years ago, I think he was in his 20s and he had already gotten that far off track. This guy's 32. And another question for you. Do you guys look around when you're in a bathroom to look for hidden cameras?
I have done that before, yes.
Never thought about it.
Really?
I've done that in dressing rooms as well.
Yes. Do you do it in Airbnbs?
I have, yes.
You should.
Never thought about it.
Gosh, Giorgio, does your mind only goes one deep. You can only just think about it. If you're moving through an Airbnb, you're thinking, where's snack?
Where's the refrigerator?
Unlimited enchiladas.
What's in it?
But yes, always check for hidden cameras.
I don't know if they're hidden in the Airbnb. They may be there just to see what's up.
Yeah,
especially outside.
But yes, they
I
have
just
to
assume they have them outside.
They have to disclose to you if they use cameras indoors.
Mm-hmm. I guess I was thinking like on the porch or something. But yeah,
no, I'm talking about inside the place because we've had reports of that, of people doing short term rentals and. You know, somebody who owns a place is putting cameras there and not disclosing it. That's against the law. But I always think that the sensors on these automatic flushers inside public restrooms, kind of know there's not a camera back behind that thing.
Right.
Yes, there could be.
I mean, pervs will go to any length to see my breasts.
You know that.
Why would I know that? Mm-hmm. Speaking of old stories, I did find one from Charleston, South Carolina, where a woman was charged because she stabbed her husband with a ceramic squirrel in an argument over beer on Christmas.
Ceramic squirrel.
Wait, what?
In South Carolina. He was supposed to go to the store and get beer, and then he goes to the store. Store was closed, couldn't bring home beer, so he comes back home empty-handed. She gets mad at him on Christmas night and picks up a ceramic squirrel and breaks it over him and starts stabbing him with the ceramic squirrel. And cops were called out.
What a way to celebrate the birth of the Savior.
That's relationship goals right there. All right.
Okay.
All right, Gordo, thank you.
We're not depressed. We need to celebrate the fact that most of us are not Ohio, or what is it, Iowa pervs.
Right.
Save for the fourth muser, The three of us are not okay. Iowa perbs.
All right.
Yeah, these stories are intended to make you feel better about yourself.
Right. Yes.
Okay.